این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseiniya Jamaran, Tehran. The prophets that were appointed to prophetic missions were appointed in order to cause the spirituality of the people and those talents to bloom, and that in that blossoming they would know that they were insignificant. In addition, it was to liberate the people from the control of arrogant powers. From the start, the prophets held these two jobs, the spiritual job to extricate the people from captivity of the carnal soul, from the captivity of the self, for Satan is great, and to liberate the prophet and the oppressed from the clutches of the oppressors. These two tasks are the jobs of the prophets.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, God has invited us in the banquet hall of Ramadan. That is nothing except abandonment of carnal desires, egotisms, selves, and abandonment of egoisms. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to stress that fasting and performing prayers in the holy month of Ramadan deck and dress one's heart for attending to God's reception. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh recommended devotees and believers to strengthen themselves morally during the holy month of Ramadan. Imam rahmatullah alayh, the world religious and spiritual leader, used to put stress on availing opportunities of self-training and self-purification on the holy month of Ramadan. He recommended devotees and believers to strengthen themselves morally during this month. According to him, the holy month of Ramadan might have been prescribed because it is a month in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has perceived the truth. And after this perception, the angels and the Holy Book of Quran have been sent down.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, is a period of fasting and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting in Ramadan helps Muslims grow closer to God the Almighty and seek His proximity. Muslims fast from early dawn to sunset every day throughout this month, and the fast requires Muslims to abstain from food, drink, material relations, and ill conduct during the fast. Fasting, which teaches how to control and discipline our desires, also makes us learn how to say no to things that are otherwise permissible and good but are forbidden during fasting. And that is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh recommended us to leave our carnal desires in this month, because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much in this whole month of Ramadan that man can easily quiet his or her bad habits, and that is a present from God. Until another episode, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every now Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.